Hey guys, it's Scott Harris, millionaire mentor and the founder of Ultimate Coach, stopping by to chat to you today about a hugely incredible, important part of my life, and I'm hoping yours, and that is the power of investing. The power of investing. You know, in the 2 decades I've been traveling the world, teaching and speaking and reading and learning and studying, it's almost impossible to meet a successful person who's not investing for the future. You know, investing for what's coming next week, next month, next year, in the next coming chapter of their life. And so I want to chat to you about how important that is. And so the obvious place to start with investing is, you know, well, where's your money going? Certainly in these uncertain times, gosh, where to put your money is a huge question. And if you've watched our previous blog posts, we've had some conversations about that. In fact, there's probably some links and some videos you can get access to that talk about what to do in these uncertain economic times. But beyond that conversation of where to invest with your finances, whether it's property, whether it's stocks, whether it's hedge funds, whether it's, you know, currencies, whether it's commodities, whether it's, you know, in traditional business, whether it's in your own business, they're all great questions, and they're questions that we've had other times and we'll continue to have. But when I think about the success that we've been able to create, when I think about the success of the clients that I coach one-on-one, when I think about the success of incredible people I work with, I gotta tell you, not to sound like a cliche or a fortune cookie right now, but the number one place to invest, the number one place you want to be spending your money, my friends, is on yourself. And that doesn't mean golf clubs and sports cars and trips to Bali, although it may include some of those things. But I'm talking about the things that we do to expand and grow our possibility, to expand and grow our skill set, the things we do to expand and grow what we want to reach for and strive for. And so the reality is, you need to be spending money on books. Yes, good old-fashioned paperback, hardback books. Books that you read, that get dog-eared, that get highlighted, that get underlined. And then maybe eventually, once you've read them a couple of times, they get borrowed out to somebody, loaned out to somebody. I always say a book lent is a book given. But the first place you should be investing is books. If you're ancient enough like me, you've probably got a cupboard somewhere of these sweet things, cassettes. Because I've been investing in cassettes and then a thing called CDs, and now, of course, downloadable, audible books and things like that you can put on your phone and put on your laptop and put on all sorts of other stuff, on your watch too these days. But great content in an audible format, great content that you are absorbing by going to a seminar, getting yourself to a conference. To this day, after 20 years, I still go to 10, 15, 16, 18 conferences a year where half the time I'm a participant. Half the time I might be on stage teaching or sharing or coaching, but I go to events all the time where I'm learning and taking notes and studying. And then the last two places you should be investing, the final places where you really get the best growth, where you really get the biggest impact, is on coaching and mentoring. Getting coaching on holding you accountable, getting coaching on moving you forward. And then if you're really sophisticated, actually getting access to mentors. Mentors who can actually show you the way ahead, who can light the path before you because they've been where you're trying to get to. So you've heard this before, I'm sure. If you've read any of the great classic books or listened to any of the great classic speakers, you've heard it from them, hear it from me now. If you want to have a spectacular life where you have not just great income, not just great wealth, not just great physicality and great relationships, but if you want all of those things and you want to be happy and fulfilled, I got to tell you, there's a price to pay. And the price to pay is investing in your psychology, your growth, your mindset, your beliefs, your possibilities, your goals, your standards, your code of conduct. And if you're not doing that, then you're probably not really serving yourself. There's so many distractions in the 21st century with TV and Facebook and hundreds of channels on that thing, the satellite TV, and so many ways we can get busy without actually getting clarity. So that's my number one tip for you, my friends, my absolute number one tip on where to do investing right now in your life. Yes, we're in uncertain economic times. We can have that conversation again. We've had it before. But for now, you want to be spending money and time and focus on books, on CDs, on audible programs, on getting to live seminars, on having coaching, and of course also some mentoring in your life as well. You do that, and then you actually use it, your life will be quite extraordinary. Till then, any questions, comments, thoughts, we'd love to hear them. Anything you'd like us to share with you, please, please do let us know because we're happy to chat about that. Till then, share this with your family and friends, live very deliberately, and bye for now.